Mike's favorite bits.
When doing a podcast for many years, certain things are established. The most obvious of those is the co-host listeners find the most annoying. But what if one day everything you thought you knew was turned on its ear? Would you start to question everything you thought you knew? What if you were all annoying?
Who on your podcast do you think listeners find the most annoying?
Me.
You think it's you?
It's a choice between Ken and myself. Yes, I believe it's me.
I mean, it's established who's probably the most annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I do probably 80% of the talking, so almost by default it would have to be me.
So, Dan, who do you think is the most annoying person on your podcast?
Mandy Weaver.
Not much hesitation there. Don't you need to think about it or anything?
It was like the universe was speaking through me.
So, Chris, who would you say is the most annoying person on your podcast?
That changes every day, and it depends on who's being asked at that time, at that point, and on that day.
But not me, though. I've never been the most annoying.
Right. That was Jim from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, Dan from the Furnacast, and Chris Brake from the Chris Brake Show. And although the first two supported my initial theory, Chris raised an interesting question. Is it possible that everyone's sort of annoying? I spoke with Anchor Babcock, the host of Unfit for FM, a known audio snob and self-proclaimed podcast expert.
I have seen you in a live chat room leave because of background noise.
I'll leave if someone burps.
You're not a fan of burping. So, as far as, you know, people getting annoyed by things like that, I would say that you're kind of an expert in this field.
I do. I get highly annoyed, especially if I'm listening on a podcast. If the audio quality is bad, I'll just drop it all the way around because I find it to be annoying.
And the thing is, we have our fair share of terrible noises.
Agreed. And I don't know. Other people have complained about drunks breathing, and I don't really get that either. I've never heard that.
Oh, no, I hear that.
But as far as the ice tinkling or clinking or whatever, I've never heard it.
So I guess you have to question, you know, the validity of it if...
I would call it all into question.
Here's the case I'm working on, and keep in mind, I'm not a detective, or an investigator, or a reporter. I do a podcast. I was contacted by a longtime listener named Tammy Smart on the WFOD Facebook page. Her message had an angry tone. We had never received hate mail like this before. It said, "Okay, I used to think that drunk breathing into the mic was absolutely the most annoying thing ever. But something has definitely surpassed it. I keep waiting, hoping it was a few times only, but it is a weekly thing now. So I have to say it, because I'm sure I'm not the only one it bugs. Here goes." This is all in capital letters now. "Travis, it's an hour a freaking week. Can you not drink from a straw? Or maybe drink something that doesn't have ice in it? Your ice clinking in the mic every time you drink is annoying. Please, Mike. Make it stop." I spoke with Travis so that he could answer to the allegations about the ice clinking.
You like your beverages to be cold?
Of course I do.
And so, I mean, if you had a beverage in a glass, you'd probably put ice in it.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't want it to get watered down, you know, per se.
Yeah. But
I mean, I guess I have drank out of glasses with ice in them before, but I can't necessarily say that I've done it since I've been on the show, like on Monday nights, you know?
Right. But there's a chance it was you and you just don't remember it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Napier. Yeah, I know Napier likes to drink beverages. You know what I mean?
Napier enjoys a beverage. We all do from time to time.
Everybody likes to drink beverages. People get thirsty.
What followed on the post was a barrage of support both for the listener and for Travis.
new listeners that we've never heard from before chimed in. But who were these listeners? Next time on WFOD Serial.